Start this meeting. It is 7:02. Don't fix the flag. Chair, can you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Excellent. Welcome, everyone. Regular meeting, 7 p.m. Thursday, August 11th, 2022, January for City of Derby. We'll do a roll call.
Barbara DeGennaro.
Oh, yeah. Well, one second. Oh, that's right. You know what? We all stand for 1 second. I apologize for that. It wasn't on my agenda. We lost a great patriot for the City of Derby, Ben Tanucci. Lost a great battle with cancer. If we can all just give a moment of silence for all he did for the City of Derby and the state of Connecticut. Thank you very much.
Barbara DeGennaro.
He's excused.
Benita Dugato.
Present.
Sarah Bedomsky.
Here.
Brian Capolo.
Present.
Gino DiGiovanni.
Yeah.
Ron Sale.
Here.
Robert Hyder.
He's excused.
Charles Sampson.
Present.
Kevin Sharkey.
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect that you have. Seven members present.
Thank you. Number four, additions, deletions, correction to the adoption of the agenda.
Excuse me, I have a few. Delete 9.3, appointment of the Capital Planning Commission members. That was done at our May 12th meeting with 8 voting yes and 1 abstention. So that's been taken care of already. I'm going to add 9.8, back to school kickoff event. Move to allow New Beginnings Church of God to host a back to school event Saturday, August 27th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Derby Green. And then I just have a question. Is in the community relations, is the 6.2.5, is that being discussed tonight, voted upon? It's confusing that it's in that section, but not in new business.
6.2.5, Senior Center Search Committee.
That should be voted on tonight. So
I already appointed that.
So it was supposed to be approved by the Board of Aldermen.
Yeah, so under the charter, the mayor is the appointing authority of the committees of this body. So the mayor made the appointment of the committee, and I believe was notice provided of that? I thought notice was sent out of that, of the appointment of that committee. But under the charter, it's the mayor has the authority to appoint committees. And only the mayor has the authority to appoint committees.
So all our votes in the past were moved?
Again, under the charter, only the mayor has the authority to appoint committees.
That's the yes. I guess the
votes. Don't know of any of the other authority, any other authority under the charter of anyone else to appoint committees other than the mayor.
Okay. All right. So for the first one. Well, hang on. With the first one was for which? 9.3.
It's already been done.
So that's been done.
Same people have learned.
Okay. Just want to make sure I had the right one. Okay. So I have a second.
Sorry.
Any discussion? Okay. All in favor? Post. So carried. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak on the agenda? And if so, just place your name, and address, please. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Anybody from the public? Sorry, Mark was in front.
Hi, I just, about this this road bond, do we have streets that we know that we wrote a list of the streets? Not yet. City engineers working on this on the 18th of September. The aldermen were asked to submit a list of streets that they wanted to make sure they put on consideration before they do. That's been forwarded to the self-enforcement officer who was working with the city.
And one other question, not a question that I'm going to answer. I'm going to talk to him now. I'm going to yell to him. All I wanted to talk about Payton Park, the prices are too high, in my opinion. That was up there for a couple years. We hardly rented that whole place out maybe twice, and we're giving it away half of the time. So why can't we as a board collectively sit down and talk and bring that place down? Let's utilize that park. I mean, I like it better when we had the old place up there, the old freaking building. We could do anything we want. So kind of, Mayor, please, see if we can get that to drop the price. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Sarah Wadomski, 95 Academy Hill Road. Just Tom, on your last note, just so you know, and Charlie can speak to this too. As far as the prices coming down, you know, Dennis is tasked to kind of come to us to, you know, present, you know, alternative numbers and pricing if, you know, the prices are too high. We're certainly open to it, but this staff should be coming to us with.
Yeah, because I mean, the proof of the pudding is
you
can't even make it. And another thing, if the board does decide to change policies or anything, as far as the drinking of alcohol, it should be allowed if you want to rent that out. Okay, it should be allowed. It should be allowed if you want to rent that out.
This is not a question and answer session, sorry. But I got you. Well, it's just public. I got it. I know. I hear you. I got you.
Also, so I brought this up last time at our May 12th, 2021 meeting. There's a legislative policy on the notification and conduct of public meetings that the public shall have the ability to view or listen to each meeting in real time by telephone, video, or other technology. And this shall be the policy regarding the notification and conduct of public meetings in the city of Derby and is in effect until further action by the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen. And that has not changed. And yet there's still no Zoom option, video option, telephonic option for the public. Also, at our April 7th full board meeting, it had been brought up multiple times. We've been told that we were going to be getting monthly department head reports. A motion was made that department head reports, when received monthly by the administration, are to be forwarded to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, and also posted on the website for public consumption, and that still has not happened. So, you know, the lack of the public being able to see these meetings live and the lack of, you know, these department head reports getting to us is just, you know, it's not this open government, transparent administration that's
okay, anything else? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else?
I just have one more thing since the Senior Center Search Committee is not on. I'm interested to know, Mayor, why neither member of the Board of Aldermen, the Senior Center Executive Committee members, or the at-large members of the public, any of those that came out of the Community Relations Light Subcommittee were chosen.
Okay, anybody is that?
Will I get an answer?
Yeah, when we talk about that, this is a public session and you get it to speak and you spoke. Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else from the public would like to speak?
Frederick Nikrosky, can you hear me?
Yes.
216 Derby Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. I just want to say I'm glad to see some progress on the downtown side, but some of the conditions of our roads around the town here, my wife's got a new vehicle and it's got some of those driver assist features. And the lines like on Elizabeth Street, Minerva Street are like so thin and faded now that my wife's car does not tell me that I've departed a lane when I've actually driven over that line several times, testing it some evenings. You know, these little things mean a lot to us. Now that I'm getting a little older, it's helpful to be able to see the lines in the road. And other towns also have don't lock the boxes in major intersections. We don't. And it's unfortunate that we have to actually like paint lines in the road to tell people, if you can't get to the other side of this, don't enter the intersection. Main Street and Derby Avenue by the River Rock Tavern is a prime example of people just kind of locking us up and living on Derby Avenue. I don't like having to not have access to Route 34 because some idiot got into the intersection because they don't want to wait for a red light and they couldn't get out, forcing me to have to give up my turn at a green light. Also, you know, we need that feature in a few other areas, especially in front of the fire department, to say, you know, don't stop your car in front of the fire department. If they have to open up the doors and get out, you know, they can't wait for traffic. So, you know, we need a few little improvements here and there because unfortunately common sense is not so common anymore anywhere on this planet.
Thank you, Fred. Anybody else from the public?
My name is Mark Raffel, I'm town clerk. I received a communication from Karen Chemises from John Street, and she wants this read into the record tonight. Good evening. I had hoped to be comfortable enough to attend the meeting in person this evening. The thought of sitting in that enclosed space, even with a mask, for the extended period of time is too difficult to consider. I express my concern not only for myself, but more so for my soon-to-be 101-year-old mother-in-law. Yes, I do have a good relationship with my mother-in-law. For many months, the response about hybrid meetings has been that you are waiting for parts. I would like an answer as to how much longer the city is going to wait to get this completed. Board of Education, I believe, has equipment that is functioning for this purpose. Maybe they can offer assistance. On the agenda, you are seeking funding for a road bond referendum. I hope that the list of roads will be available. Years ago, Public Works spent much time and money on software to keep track of all the roads in town. The database included linear measurements as well as the maintenance schedule so as to develop a master plan of surface maintenance. This material, I believe, was compiled by Milona McBroom. While it is highly unlikely that the software is still in service, the physical data may still be attainable from the city engineer. If so, it may be useful in moving the question forward. Thank you for your time, and I hope to see you soon. Respectfully, Karen Chemises.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else from the public? There's the last call.
I want to speak for something. Sorry. Mark Arfallon, town clerk in the city of Derby. I just want to clarify some of the things that were said before. This, our office as clerk to the board has no notice of any committee being appointed for the Senior Center Committee. And I just want to correct Corporation Council that the section of the charter says that the mayor shall appoint the standing committees of the board. It doesn't preclude, in my opinion, it doesn't preclude the board from establishing the committees. They can do it by ordinance or otherwise. That being said, there are items on the agenda. I've asked for this before, so I'll publicly ask for it again. as clerk of the board, there's a conscious effort to keep me off email chains. Keeping me off the email chain only serves one purpose. It serves a purpose to not let the public know what's going on, because there are items on the agenda that there's no backup material for. And because if they're not submitted, then we can't put them on the website.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to call point of order, because this is now becoming a regular routine of the town clerk.
Yep.
And the town clerk needs to stay in his lane. As corporation counsel, I made a ruling. And I'm going to cite now section 19 of the charter. The mayor shall appoint all the regular or standing committees of said board. In my opinion, and sir, it is my opinion that matters. It is the mayor that appoints all committees of this board. So your opinion, while it will be noted for the record, is not relevant. Thank you.
Okay. So, I mean, I've already been removed from my seat because I talk too much. So I have to sit in the back of the room now because.
But you're not a lawyer and you've been given legal opinions at prior meetings. And it's becoming disruptive.
Okay. But I still have a right to an opinion.
And the right to be able, as does everyone.
In the public portion. That's where I'm speaking. So if there's still information that is not, that the public does not have access to. So that is totally un-American, and you don't need a law degree to figure that part out. I also would like to speak on item number 9 and 9-6 and 9-7 regarding the bond resolution for the road project. We haven't had a bond project since 2014 was the last road bond project that was discussed and approved by the voters in the city of Derby. So it's a long time coming. However, to not have the streets named for a $3 million project, it reeks of, it lacks transparency, it lacks clarity for the voters to vote on this. And there's no way that people could vote on this and know, like, hey, the streets that really need it. And is there a process? Too many times in the city, we cut corners and don't do things the right way. If we don't have the streets because they haven't been researched yet, I mean, this wouldn't be on any agenda unless Mr. Sill had pushed it for the last 5 years. So, but we need to do it the right way to make sure that we continue, have a process in place and do it the right way. That is just the appropriate way to do it. And I think that the city, especially with the financial promotion that we have, we need to be able to go to the voters with knowing that the roads were analyzed and those whatever roads for $3 million are the ones that can be paid, not after the question is approved. So I urge you to just think very carefully on that matter, and thank you for your consideration. Matter. Also, too, want to just congratulate our fire marshal retired last week, and Phil Hoff served our city honorably for 25 years as fire marshal, as full-time fire marshal, for years before that as part-time fire marshal, and he served nearly 50 years in the fire department serving as chief and company officer. And he certainly owed a debt of gratitude for his service to our city. And also our chief of police is retiring too, Gerald Morawski, who has been a police officer since the late 80s for 35 years, rose up through the ranks and has served honorably as our chief for 12 years. And I believe that we owe him a debt of gratitude, both of those gentlemen, a debt of gratitude for their service to the city, and want to just thank them on behalf of our city hall crew here. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Anybody else from the public?
Have a question. I just wanted to say the connectivity grant was approved a while ago. I just need an update for maybe in the future, because I don't know where that is.
That's
crosswalks,
yes,
Bank Street, and at the closed Big Y crosswalks. There's money approved.
We got something that.
Yeah, I just want an update to just.
I'll get Kevin White.
I haven't heard anything about it. It's been out of the books for quite a while.
Yep. Anybody else from the public? Anybody else? Third and last call. All right, moving on to number six, committee activities. Finance committee meeting canceled. 6.1.1, ARPA oversight and VCOG. Okay. Negative on the update. Community relations. 6.2.1, landlord tenant ordinance, corporate council review completed.
Gino is on to the chairman.
What was that?
Gino, the chairman, is on to
it. Okay. Just information. Okay. Reoccupational ordinance, corporate council review, smoke detector ordinance review.
6.2.4.
Yeah. What do you need? Where's the microphone? Right here, microphone. It's going in and out. I can't hear the man.
I'm
only picking up like every third word.
All right, hold on. Let me see if I can put it closer.
Gino, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So 6.2.4, Giardi Family Memorial Request has been referred to the full board. 6.2.5, Senior Center Committee.
Mayor, I'm going to stop you for a second. So is the Giardi Family Memorial Request, is it in new business?
Old business.
Oh, it's an unfinished. Okay.
And Gino, yeah, he'll be handling that. And then 6.2.5, Senior Center Search Committee referred to the full board. 6.3, Operations Procedures. 6.3.1, HR Director Job Description is going to be referred to the full board. And 6.3.2, Whittaker Park Bradley Schoolfield Policy Update can be referred to the full board. Number 7, no special orders, none. And we'll go to 8. 8.1, request from Giardi Family regarding Whittaker Park Memorial, discussion and possible action. I recognize Gino DiGiovanni. Can you update us on this, sir?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. How are you? I sent over, everyone got an email with some pictures. The layout for Whittaker Park, the memorial, and some information there. We all sent out an email to everyone. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to the board that we approve the proposed plan for the Giardi Family Memorial at the Whittaker Park as outlined in the packet.
Charles Sampson, I'll second that.
All right, discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. So
thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to just thank the Giardi family. I spent a few hours with them last week and the week before as well to go over this project with them. And I'm grateful for them letting me help them out with that. It's going to be good for the city as well as the family.
Thank you, Gino. Gino, thank you. Good job. And thank you. And I look forward to seeing that for the dedication. We're going to move on to 8.2, demolition of 43 Anson Street and 187-189 Derby Avenue contract, discussion and possible action. I'm going to recognize Mr. DeCenzo for information on this.
So,
the
bid was awarded Stanford Residential Services for $330,000. Well, we got a call from Stanford Rector a couple weeks back that we want to change the bid. So we bid it, that's it. She bid it. So we went to the next company, J&J Brothers LLC, Joe French. Since
369. Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Mayhew, can you stand closer? I'm having a difficult time hearing you, sir.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Carmen, though.
We're going to bring Carmen closer.
Carmen's not as pretty as Walt, but.
Okay, so the first company was Stanford Record Company.
and they walked on their bid. They wanted to renegotiate and make the price higher. So we went to the next company. Lowest bid was $39,000 more, and that was J&J Brothers LLC at $369,746. We called them and honored that, and they said they're ready to go.
Mr. Mayor, if I
could, yes, sir.
I'm going to make a motion that we award the bid to the next lowest responsible bidder that will abide by what they bid.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so carried.
Okay. 8.3. If you have info like that, can you just give us a heads up before the meeting, just so we're aware of, I mean, maybe others were aware. I just wasn't aware why this was back at. So just a little heads up would be great. Thank you.
8.3, HR Director Job Description. I recognize Alderwoman Degato for purpose of providing background on this.
Okay, so we reviewed. We made an adjustment just in summary, but I think we agreed to bring it back to the full board for discussion.
Okay. Yep. Can I get a motion to approve the description of the HR Director as revised?
So moved, Charlie Shan.
Second. Okay, discussion.
I just want to ask the mayor to put it into the flow chart, you know, where it's going to be, what responsibilities, you know, everybody's, they're all in our lane. We know where who reports to who, put it in the flow chart. Probably directly right under you is what I'm saying, above all the staff.
The organizational chart.
Yep.
Okay, any more discussion? Okay.
Is there any? Is there anything that says, like, and other tasks as may be required, just a general. I think it was in there.
The last line says it performs other duties as assigned. Right?
Yeah.
Last bullet on the back page, top paragraph. Performs other duties as assigned.
Okay, yeah, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a.
Thanks,
Kevin. Yep. So, yeah. Any more discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Thank you. 8.4, Whittock Park Bradley School Rental. I recognize Alderwoman Degato for purpose of providing background information recommendation.
This is kind of in line with the Payton Park, and because we've researched and things are, you know, recommended in the past, we extend it to the Whittock Park and Bradley School. And I know, you know, again, we'll have Dennis give us a report back. If it's not working, we can always revisit it. But right now, this is what we have in our hands, and we bring it to the full board for discussion and possible action.
Can I have a motion?
So moved, Charlie Stan.
Second. Okay. Discussion.
Being scheduled for the park, I heard somebody didn't know what it was. I didn't say what it was. For the fee schedule and use of Whittock Park and Bradley School Athletic Field policy. That's where we're at.
For the revised. Okay, so hearing no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. New business number 9. And our engineering just came in. This is good. 9.1 Greenway Bridge Repair Project presentation. This is very important. And I'm glad that the engineers and Mr. White are here to go over what is going on with the walkway, which is over the river walk over there. So You have the floor.
You all have the report. Have you been gotten copies of it?
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The proposal that was put before you, I believe, the June meeting? Is it the June meeting? Not July, because we've been working on it for a little bit now. So we were then tasked with going out and actually looking at the structure itself and coming up with a report as to what the deficiencies are, what really needs to be done. By the way, my name is Kevin White. Some of you know me, some of you don't. I'm working with the chain. Professional engineer Jay here is with Payne. He will be giving the report itself. And as you can see, this is quite thorough. I mean, it's not a couple of hours or even a day or so. It's quite an extensive report, photos, et cetera. Jay will give us the conclusions, and then we will talk about what we believe is next at getting the repairs done, which will include a final design, a bidding process based on that final design, and then a construction as to the remedy. So,
Jay, go ahead and go from there.
Thanks, Kevin. My name is Jay Eno. I am a structural engineer at Attain. Just to give you a brief recap of the bridge out there, it's a pedestrian bridge. It's carrying the Greenway over the Housatonic Railroad. It's three spans, simply supported through truss, and it has a reinforced concrete deck, which consists of galvanized composite deck pans filled with concrete. The total length is about 300 feet, give or take. We were commissioned to do an inspection and evaluation of the bridge due to some deterioration in the deck and also some holes forming. So in late June, our inspection team went to the bridge with a bucket truck and we examined all critical areas of the deck and superstructure. They found that the deck is actively leaking at the bridge joints over the abutments and piers. There's no deck drainage that would move the water away from these joints. So due to this, there's active deterioration going on in the deck pans and adjacent floor beams. If you're looking at the report and you want to look at the photos, starting at around photo 7 on page 9, you can kind of see and follow along here. The deck pans have 100% section loss in some areas, and floor beams have up to 1/8 of an inch deep loss in the flanges and webs. Fortunately, all the primary members of the bridge, all the other primary members, showed little or no deterioration, which is great news. So most of the structure was built per plans, except for a couple exceptions. The plans show a deck and curb to be full length, leaving a 1-inch open joint, but instead the concrete was stepped and stops 10 inches from the end of the pans. The back walls were shown to be full height on the plans and sloped to match the grade of the walkway. However, the back walls were installed 4 inches below grade. The bearing anchor bolt washers are undersized and they're slipping through the slotted holes. You can see that in photo 27. So the consequence of these exceptions is that asphalt has been used to fill in the cavity where that 1-inch joint should be. Asphalt is not waterproof and it's allowed water to seep into that deck, causing deterioration seen in the photos. Also, asphalt cracks when the bridge moves and it creates holes which need constant repair. With the conclusion of the inspection phase, now we want to move on to discuss repair options for a long-term solution. So what we'd recommend is, first, we perform a load rating on the floor beams, which have greater than 1/16 inch section loss. The load rating is basically an analysis of the member to determine if it can still carry the design loads. If it's found that some of these members can't carry the design loads, then we can recommend some strengthening repairs. The existing joints, the adjacent concrete decking, curbs, and deck plans, pans should be removed. One panel to the adjacent floor beam, which shows no deterioration, and replaced in kind. So that's probably going to end up being about 10% of the deck out there. We look for the really deteriorated concrete, remove it with the deck pans, and then replace it. Then we would install new ADA compliant joints. This would probably consist of getting back to the 1-inch open joint and adding a rubber cover over the top of it. You've probably seen those in parking garages and other pedestrian bridges. They're very common. Then we would apply an epoxy waterproof coating to the existing deck to keep water from infiltrating in the concrete again, and then clean and reset the bearings. So in taking these steps, we can bring the bridge back to a state of good repair and ensure that we don't have a problem in the future. So,
do we have to open here? Yeah. All right, so based on that, we've broken our proposal down to four phases. The first phase is the design phase, which will be the actual looking at what's there, what needs to be repaired, what has to be replaced. And that cost of that design phase would be $38,000. The load rating, which Jay spoke about, is an expensive process. I mean, you have to get up there with the bucket truck, am I correct?
No, this is all analysis.
Okay.
This would just be pure analysis work.
That would be a total of $11,000. The bidding phase for the project, which is the construction documents, the advertisements, the review of the documents, et cetera, is a $16,000 cost. And then the phase of the bidding itself is $9,000 for a total of $74,000. That would get us to the point where we get it out to the contractors, have numbers now that look in the range of, I mean, we've talked about what we thought the construction costs are, $250,000,
$300,000, somewhere about that. It's tough to speculate.
And, you know, we would then take it from there, make a recommendation as to who we thought would be the responsible bidders, and go from there.
Question.
Sure.
When you go out to bid, that railroad company is hard to work with. Who's going to deal with them? I hope you've got...
No, good question.
That's a great question. We work with railroads a lot. We have the bridge inspection contract with CONDOT, and so we work with them quite a bit. We know the contact over there at the Housatonic Railroad, and we talked to them before we did the inspection.
Okay.
So we filled out all the appropriate forms, but ideally, so the area above the railroad is not one of those areas that we need to replace. Luckily, it's far away from the abutments and the joints. So, we could do whatever the railroad wants if we want to install some a confinement around it so nothing falls in the area. But we're not planning to get within that railroad envelope. So hopefully, it will be a notch.
Yeah, I know that would be a stumbling block.
Yeah, we did make contact with them when we were out there back in June. The guy goes around the state. He has a number of railroads. Entities that he works for, and we make contact with him knowing that we were going to be there, we were going to be there in the future, and so we're on board with that.
Perfect. That's
great. Can I ask one question? Too? Just,
there was a number of things that weren't done as to spec when this bridge was built from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the manager of said project? As I don't see that in this cost.
Our numbers include information up to and including the bid award. If you would then choose us to be the inspectors on the job, or you would like to get someone else that you thought could do the job, they would be the ones responsible. We would be more than happy to do that, but we broke our design and our construction inspection costs at that point. Going forward, it would be either us or someone else that you chose. And we would be more than happy. We would be more than happy to do that.
Yes, go ahead, Gino.
I have a quick question for Kevin. So in the, just so that I'm that I understand it correctly. So in the price that you give or the estimate that you just gave us, that didn't include any consultant fees or construction manager.
It doesn't include any of that.
Just gets us up to the bid opening.
We would recommend someone to go for. And we would be more than happy to do the inspection if you chose.
Okay. Yep.
Some thoughts nowadays are that you don't get an inspector to look at the job that you design because you don't have the critical eye of what's going on.
I understand that, but if you come up with a design and you've shown the deficiencies of what was done before, we will be hiring a third party contractor per se.
Yes.
To come in and do the work. Who better to have than the people who said, no, this wall needs to be 10 inches high, not the 6 inches that we have now.
We would be more than happy to continue forward. We're just giving you numbers up to that phase.
Understood. I'm just trying to see at what point do we figure that into if we were to enter into a contract, because basically on these prices, I mean, for our chart, anything over 15 grand or something, we have to go out to bid for this type of work. But at what point do we,
if we
put an RFP out for these services that you've just broken it down into, and it also include a portion that says, you know, you guys,
why don't we do this? Moving forward, we can give you an idea of what we think those numbers would be and should be. This is Lou Torelli from McCain.
Hi, Lou.
He got caught up in the traffic. I don't know what's going on outside. Yeah, there is. It's way backed up.
It's called progress.
Okay. I get it. But we will give you some numbers on that as a supplement to tonight's meeting.
Excellent.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to know how to put it all together.
Yeah, we did. Package. Yeah, I understand. We tried to stop it there because to us, it's like going to the end of the road. You're there now. What goes on beyond that road, you don't know. But up to that point, we'll give you some ideas.
Excellent.
How long we think it should be, what our inspection costs would be, blah, blah, blah.
Excellent. Thank you.
And Kev, when we had this conversation with Margaret about the initial engineers who designed this project, did we figure out who inspected it and deficiencies that were there that they didn't follow?
I haven't done that, Aaron. I will do that for you. I will look.
I don't think we go back after him at this point. But.
No, but I mean, you kind of like at least want to know.
Well, at least we can put that in your jacket. I could.
Does it lean towards design flaw or
information?
It's actually, remember those three design exceptions I pointed out there? So they didn't build it per plan, and those are the issues that we're having right now. I can only speculate as to why they didn't do that, but it's clear the plans show one way. If we look at it, it's another way. Imagine that.
Yeah. That is what it is, but thank you. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
Any other questions?
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go back in traffic. And thank you for coming out and doing this. Appreciate the information. And you guys can keep these. And the pictures are worth 1,000 words, please. When you see this. All right. Move on to 9.2, temporary employment of finance, 9.2 assistant. Recognize Chief of Staff Walt to fill us in on this, please.
Since our finance director has come back, people in the department sought other positions. One has been accepted, one is expected to be accepted. And that will leave us with no one in the department complicated. As soon as the first is. So what we want to do is we want to get an authorization to allow higher temporary help. The way that the AGI director explained it to me, she said that there's a 15-day period for notice, publishing takes 30 days, and that's consistent with the union contract, which allows for the person to be retained or returned to their former position. before we could potentially have a successful candidate come in.
And the positions we're looking at?
Payroll. Well, we're calling the payroll finance assistant. They were called assistant finance director. And they're not assistant finance director. That's why you guys hired a deputy. So we're looking for somebody who's primarily in Maria's position. She does payroll and she takes the receipts. And for Susanna's position, she primarily does accounts payable and all the processing of the finances related to health insurance. So those are the two experiences that we're going to look for in a temporary employment situation. I can tell you now, just from what we tried to do with the deputy before we got to the financing, it is a very tough hiring market in general. Because of so many people retiring due to COVID, it is even more difficult when it comes to the financial services. We interviewed over a period of 6 weeks. We only had 5 applicants. And we had engaged half a dozen search firms to provide us with names. And we formed a ad hoc search committee to do reviews with the finance director from Orange, our own auditor, HR director, myself, and the 5 candidates that we were given didn't even come close to the credentials that we need. So the reason I'm asking for permission to do the temporary employment today is so we don't lose any time, and we can make sure hopefully as quickly as possible we can get people in there to do the job. As it is right now, after these 2 people move on, we'll only have the finance director as an employee in the city. The deputy finance director is interim right now. She's not a formal employee.
Great. Thank you all. Can I get a motion to approve the hiring temporary employment assistant?
Wait, I just have a question. The temporary is
I get a motion before we discuss, please? Okay. Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion to allow the mayor's office to engage in the hiring of 2 temporary positions for the positions in the finance office and hire the necessary personnel for those 2 positions.
So I have a second.
So
can
I see for a time period on that?
Well, now we
can discuss. It's temporary. It's a temporary position. Until somebody's permanently hired for that position. I'm fine with that.
Okay. So you got a second on Charles?
Somebody got to do payroll.
All right. Discussion? You have a question?
Yeah. So it doesn't incur extra costs because these people are going to get another job if there's money in their account, right?
So
it
may incur defined costs depending upon what we have today. If the going rate for these temporaries is higher than the current wage, then we got trouble.
I got that. But this is more about
it's nothing like the deputy
during his thing.
Yeah. And what we would be looking for is primarily somebody with that kind of experience. Somebody who's familiar with payroll, or a client through the form.
There's a lot of people. And we have a payroll system that helps. So if someone's doing it now.
Maria is doing it right now. Deputy finance director is working with her. Finance director is going to start to get involved with the process. I don't know if you know that. She came back.
Yeah.
We already did it. So
I think she will be back soon.
Okay. I'm going to hold off and real quick. Did you have a question?
I just want to ask you a quick question. Do you guys use EPP?
No.
Okay.
There'll be applications out there, so.
I got 45 people that work for me, and she was like,
but you're going to lose it when once you see what we offer.
Maybe that's
right. Thank you. All right. Okay, good on all that. Any other questions?
And so when would it
like we put out a job description, so you know, to find a permanent. And do we need to adjust the job description? Do we need to?
No.
The
job description is being modernized to take into account the need for example, like Excel or things like that.
And then we'll put it out when Maria's done, I think on the 23rd. So then we can put out 5 days. Right. So, but. Right. And then once she's gone, then we put it out.
Has to be posted internally for 7 days. Then if you have a person who needs all the qualifications internally, that would be wonderful. I don't think we have. But if you do, that would be wonderful and start right away. If we don't, then it has to be posted and advertised for 30 days.
It's been a lot of disruption, so there's a lot of stress. And it wasn't because it came back, it was just a lot of stress. And, what is the deputy finance director position going back out for?
According to the union, they're planning on having it set up for internal posting starting Monday. And then you have 7 business days.
And then is it true that the job description has changed?
Yes.
And why is that? And how? Is it something that we're going to see?
Are you supposed to see it?
We approved the last one.
Well, you approved the last one because it's brand new. Supposed to see it. We didn't see it.
Would we not approve this one? We approved the last one.
I think it depends on the change. If it was substantive or not.
I don't know.
I'll take a look.
I think the duties are the same. It's just how you do it. If you have to specify ACOR and all that, I don't think that would make.
Right. So I think it might be if it's substantive or not. So it wasn't a creation of a new position. So and it. So.
Wouldn't hurt to look at.
We'll take a look at it, and of course, like for example, one of the things that we were doing with the finance director was asking her to like redefine the scope of what the finance director should be doing, because she was one of the things she was complaining about during the process that we did was that the charter doesn't define well what a finance director should be doing. So as part of the process that we're working with her is say, why don't we define what a finance director should be doing? And then once we working with her can define what it is, then the mayor will work say, all right, this is what I think a finance director should be doing.
And the department too.
And the department. And then we can come to this board and say, all right, the charter needs to be reworked.
Yeah.
And this is your recommendations from your finance director. And these are now you have the recommendations from the mayor and the finance director to go to work.
Yeah.
And that's what she's working on right now. So, you know, this is kind of part of that process you know, I would suspect that this would come to you as part of that process. So, but this is, you have a more immediate issue that you don't have anyone on staff right now to assist your finance director. So we don't want to leave her hanging in the wind on when she's just back from vacation. So, and back from her leave. So I think it's imperative that we get some temporary help.
Yeah.
So
for the temporary help, we're not worried about it, but for permanent advertisement, we want to have that.
Well, if there's they're standing positions currently.
Yes.
And are we modernizing and just say it's Word, Excel, or is it, or have we, let's have the board review it so that there's no.
I'm going to ask that this be done in a special.
I don't think so. Just my opinion, guys. I don't believe that those positions, their duties are in the union contract. We are not changing the union contract. We are modernizing it. So therefore, they are not being tasked with more duties. But instead of it, the union contract saying that they will use a Brothers typewriter to perform their job, they will use Microsoft, where they will be familiar with Microsoft Office.
Thank you. You're going back and forth with the union on the.
I was going to say, the union has to approve whatever job.
Right.
So I don't think it has to come here.
Right.
Now, just to dovetail after Mr. Sampson here, I think what we're really talking about is what is the scope, right? So as long as the scope is not modified to a point where the position has changed drastically, the subtleties in the secondary causes and natures of the position is not really relevant to this board, correct?
Right.
Correct. Yeah. So as long as the union was signed in office, there was no minor departure from.
Yeah. This.
Okay. That's
fine. Information on you. I'd send it to the board as you're doing it. It's nothing we have.
The finance director will direct what the duties will be at the moment because.
Right. Well, she couldn't modify those without the union.
To be formally, but they answer to her because it's her department.
Correct.
Okay. So
we have to vote.
We have to vote.
There's a motion, I think, it's
yep. Yeah, we're in discussion.
All right. Any more discussion? So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 9.3 is gone. 9.4, appointment to WPCA Privatization Committee. Chris LaRocque has moved to Wallingford and has resigned. Recommended James Blaskowitz Jr. as a replacement. Can I get a motion to approve James Blaskowitz Jr.?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
This is an appointment that we vote on.
For WPCA.
Is he going to lower my bill?
Excuse me?
What was that?
I said, is he going to lower my bill? I'm all in favor of that.
Everyone else's.
Yeah.
But yours.
All right. All in favor?
Oh, you know, fine. Fine.
Okay, so Carrie, thank you. That was what, 9.4? All right, 9.5. A resolution honoring former Alderman State Representative Vin Tannucci. Discussion possible action. He was a long time for the city of Derby. We spoke about this. He did a lot for this city. I'm going to turn this over to Alderman Sill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Vinny and I were first elected to this board in 1985. He went on to bigger and better things. And here I am. And what I would like to present the following to the board. Resolution honoring Vin Tannucci. Whereas Vin Tannucci served the city of Derby for more than two decades as an alderman and as a state representative in the 104th State Assembly District with a passion for those he represented, always keeping the best interest of those he was elected by to serve first and foremost. Whereas Vincent J. Tannucci sponsored legislation such as Call Before You Dig and Family Medical Leave Act, which resulted in a significant positive impact on public safety and families, not only in Derby, but throughout the state of Connecticut. Whereas Vincent J. Tannucci was known for his kindness, graciousness, dedication, hard work, and selflessness, which were easily recognized and admired by all who knew him and worked with him. Therefore, be it resolved that Mayor Richard Zekin and the Derby Board of Aldermen, on behalf of the residents of the city of Derby, number one, honor and express their gratitude and thanks to Vincent J. Tannucci for his more than two decades of dedicated public service and his accomplishments in service to others. Number two, extend their sincerest condolences to his friends, family, and especially his beloved wife, Cynthia Tannucci, at their loss. And number three, in recognition of his contributions to the city of Derby and the state of Connecticut, commit to working with the family to establish a permanent memorial in his honor. Therefore, I make the motion to approve working with the Tannucci family to identify ways the city could honor former state rep Vinny Tannucci for his more than two decades of dedicated service to Derby and the state of Connecticut, which should include considering the renaming of Fairview Terrace to Tannucci Terrace. Thank you.
Do I have a second?
Second, Charlie Sampson.
Any discussion? Thank you, Ron. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 9.6, road bond resolution authorization borrowing. We're looking for $3 million. We have the engineers looking at the roads. Discussion was brought up exactly which roads. Understand the previous bond, they had the roads listed. Once we get that list, we're going to add that to it. So that'd be the, it'll be on the resolution for the vote. We all drive around, we see how it looks. Last major repairs we did from the last bond, I think was in 17, 18, when I first became mayor, we did, I think, about 13 roads that we were able to do with that money. So I think $3 million is going to be good. If some of it's left over, we could do some more on top of that, which is authorized through the bonding part of it. And so I just ask that we get a motion to authorize the borrowing of $3 million proposed road binding program. If I get a motion, and if you want to include the roads on it.
I'm going to move to table 9.6 and 9.7 until we have the streets named.
Mr. Mayhew?
The discussion with the bonding said that the road box, the actual name of the road, first of all, is not going to be included in the resolution. Second thing, he said that towns often do not include the roads in the resolution because of the kind of situation we were talking about. He said that once the roads are determined, you can publish the list of the roads and inform the public, but they don't need to be as part of the resolution request. He said that if you do not put this out and approve it before the beginning of September, I don't remember the exact date, then you will not be able to hold the vote on election, that you will push this all off. So,
I think, Walter, I think it has to be Mark might know better, but I think that has to be on the ballot. I think the ballot needs to be in with any corrections and by September 7th, I think is the date, if I'm not mistaken. I know it's in the first week of September, I think, for the November ballot.
Yes, that's what I said. It's the roads do not need to be listed with the question on the ballot. You can publish a list of roads prior to the referendum to inform the public on exactly what they are approving as far as the roads are included. All you are
doing,
all you are doing now is authorizing the borrowing for the road project. You will then go out and approve the roads to be contained in the project when Kevin brings back the list, which right now we started in September. Your next September meeting, whatever.
Right. And what the last time we did this,
well,
it's like 2014.
Yeah, I don't.
We put a list of roads.
They have to be on the ballot. What do you think?
They said it didn't have to be on.
13, all right, hang on.
14, 20, right. 20 names of streets on the ballot.
That's how it was in 2014 okay. And previously.
All right, hang on. So we're getting into a discussion on that. Can I get a motion to?
Is there enough room on
the motion to take by road? And which was seconded? I don't know.
All right, so hang on. So,
oh, there's the motion on the floor?
Not yet. So,
yes.
Okay.
Hold on. See, she made a motion to table and it was seconded.
Who seconded?
I did.
Oh, I needed.
And we, last time we discussed this, I mean, we said it wasn't going to make it valid anyway. So, I mean, that was the answer to how we got to move this.
Yeah, but we have a potential to put it anyway. On. Talk to your constituents that the roads are in a terrible condition. They want to get this done.
Ron still has been asking for years. Like, this, I don't know why you've been here for 5 years. Like, four and a half. Okay. Like, please don't make your lack of preparation our crisis.
Okay.
It's nice. Not ready. I mean, it's why aren't the roads ready?
We've got the bonding through. The roads don't have to be.
It's not complete. I don't feel
the constituents are really upset about the roads.
$3 million without being complete.
What was that?
I mean, it's not a rut. I mean,
it's not a rut. I know this area is bad because it's under construction, but right. Have you driven around the rest of the city? It's getting worse.
And
I mean, when I took over in 17, the roads were bad and we fixed 13 streets.
we did get this.
I hate to pause and wait on anything to do with this. We've been waiting so long. The longer we wait, we're going to add roads. What we did last time is we listed the roads. I don't remember if they were on the ballot.
They are.
But we went out and put it by the worst roads, number one, number two, number three, according to the engineer, which worked out perfectly. Nobody could say anything, and this was the worst. And if people looked, they saw that. And we ended up doing 12 roads, and then we had enough money. We ended up doing like another five or six.
Why after 4.5 years?
You did not finished up the money.
Is it not complete? Right. Ready for us?
It wasn't a.
It's here right now, sir. What's the problem that you are afraid to do anything, or you just want to keep pushing everything off?
Like information.
We got information. The information's right in front of you. We want to do $3 million and improve the roads. Why does Derby and why do you guys want to keep pushing stuff back? Between what are you talking about? You have an opportunity to put this on
the ballot. Diligence to the taxpayers, doing due diligence.
Yes, sir.
Number one.
It's never.
This bond will cost $4 million a year, a little bit more to start. Okay. Given the prior financial condition of the city, it wasn't something that we could afford to even entertain. Now that the financial position of the city has improved and we're looking at, you know, development to take place, that's why the mayor, in consultation with a couple of the alders, decided to recommend moving forward. Number two, the city engineer is going to come up with a list just like we did before. It will be rated. It will have a ranking for all of the streets. You were asked, and many of you provided lists of roads to make sure that he gives due consideration to those. That list isn't going to change unless you're all certified engineers to go out and tell him that he made a mistake.
No.
And you'll publish the information well ahead of the ballot so that everybody will know. You can put it anywhere you want, on the city website, in the newspaper. I'm sure it will be well publicized. The point of the resolution is to say, yes, we agree that $3 million should be spent on road improvements for the city of Durham. That's why we brought this before the board at the last meeting and asked for approval to move forward. That's why we engaged the bond attorney. And they will be. But
what
you don't need.
What does the string have to do with it? If they name street A, street B, street C, well, what does it, and what if he does D, E, and F? What are you going to say? We don't like D, E, and F? We're doing B, C?
Well, we first
if we have enough money to do the 10, if we have enough money to do 13 roads, 10 roads, we do the top 10 or the top 5, whatever it is. But if we're not going to be able to do any roads if we don't pass it to the next step, right?
Gino, listen. We don't know what roads they are, so we don't know how expensive and how much money we need. Because there's a lot of long roads. You know,
we got the amount of money, and we're going to do as many roads to that. We're trying to save money for the taxpayers and get the roads done.
How much are things are going to cost per
year? Okay, so I did. So you want to do more than $3 million?
Well, if we have to, I mean, that's something we don't know.
You don't care about the name of the street. You want to make sure that we have enough money to do streets, is what you're saying, right?
We don't have that information to make that judgment. Yes. That's my opinion.
And Gino, when I took over, there was over $1 million in the previous budget bond that we were able to do 13 roads that wasn't spent in the previous one.
Right.
All right. So it worked out pretty well. And if we
over bonded in the last one, is what you said.
Yeah. But it worked out good because we got some streets done, you know.
So, Mr. Mayor, off of this conversation here, even if we underbonded, that doesn't mean that it's done. It's over, correct? So, if we can get the ball rolling with this, you're saying that perhaps we can acquire more money once we start actually working on this.
No.
Every year, you have to bond every year.
You have to bond every year.
Yeah. Trying to get on a ballot for November.
I'm going to ballot so the citizens, because I'll tell you right now, they're going to vote yes on this because we got to get these roads done. So, you know, now we have the money, we have a fund balance which we didn't have, and here we are. We're fiscally, you know, sitting in a good spot.
We can for $3 million.
I mean, that's
cool from there. If we don't get it on the ballot, we're going to do zero roads.
Absolutely.
I understand your point, Anita, what you were saying with maybe we need more. But like if I had a list of 10 roads in front of me right now, like it wouldn't change my thinking of whether we go after this 3 million or like whether we search for the 3 million. If you gave me 20 roads, I'd say, yeah, if you gave me like the list of roads doesn't necessarily influence me as much as getting the 3 million.
How much money can the city afford? Like can the city afford $10 million? Right? $3 million is what the city can afford based on its current budget. So going to $5 million, it would not be recommended.
The mayor would not support the $5 million because of the cost of the bond.
And we all know what the worst roads are. Why can't we come up with these roads? I mean, I don't understand.
The worst roads will be in front of us, right?
Okay. The point of the $3 million is based on the current budget situation of the city.
Right.
This is what the city can afford. So the worst roads are going to get paid.
They're not going to pay Lombardi Drive up there that doesn't need to. They're going to go after the worst.
We stay down here because the state is taking care of all these roads around here. Right. So we're able to do some other roads.
Why can we get some list of some roads? I mean, what are the
roads? Have by September.
Because Elizabeth Street is being taken care of by EverSource.
They're talking High Street. People are telling me High Street.
Read that with you.
I mean, no, everybody knows. So why can't we get that list? I don't understand. Why can't
Because Kevin White, Tom, please.
I don't understand.
So Kevin White's out there, right? But the opportunity to get this on the ballot.
All right, let's move the question. You got a motion and a second.
Right. All right, we'll move it. So all in favor for 9 point.
The motion is to table.
Motion to table.
Oh, the motion to table it.
Okay. So you have to take the vote on that.
Okay, so we're going to do a motion to table by Sarah, second by Anita, to table this for whenever. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we'll do a roll call. So, Barbara's not here. Anita?
A motion to table.
Yeah, it was two in favor of the motion to table.
Okay. Sarah's yes, right? Yes, of course. Brian Capola, the table?
I wish not the table. No.
No. Okay. Gino?
No.
Ronnie?
No.
Charlie?
No.
Kevin?
No.
Okay. So that fails. I have a motion now. Can I get a motion to approve the appropriation of borrowing the authorized costs in connection with the milling paving improvements to city roads designated as 2022 road improvement program?
So moved.
Ron, do I have a second?
Second.
Charlie, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Yes, no? No? I didn't hear anything?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain? All right, two abstains. Okay.
Not ready yet.
Thank you. Yep. Citizens are going to be
clear. I am in favor of having roads.
It doesn't sound it, but okay.
No, but it's not.
Okay.
I would like to.
You understand.
I understand. Okay. So 9.7. Road bond resolution established the particulars of a referendum vote to authorize the preparation and distribution of explanatory taxes in connection with such referendum vote for the 2022 road improvement program. Can I have a motion?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Can I have a second?
Second.
Ron. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, two abstained. All right, passes. Citizens are gonna be happy. We're gonna have good roads coming up. Hopefully they pass it. And then we got 9.8. We got 9.8. We got one more. New Beginning Church of God, Derby, Connecticut.
Almost as fast as Ronnie's is going to be to a journey.
I was going to say, be mindful of the time. We're almost at the
No.
I'm going to allow New Beginnings Church of God to host a back to school kickoff event Saturday, August 27th.
from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Derby Green.
Okay, second is Nita. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Ron?
Motion to adjourn at 8:16 p.m.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We're all set. Thank you. Oh, so we got this and this before the other articles that they show up. You guys want to keep yours or no?
I have an electronic copy if you want to keep that here.
That was kind of like painless.
Well, one thing I didn't send was the parking lot. The city owns the building, the city owns the land. The school is the city is the lesson.